So I'm saying, I think I figured out what it is. If you enter more than 9 beaten links, will you get an error message when you're running through it? No, you shouldn't. It's not nearly every race, but maybe every 15th race, it'll put one screen and I'll hit the button again to go to the next, and it'll give me some type of error message. And I thought it was maybe because I was...
Anytime that you get an error message on either Energy or KGN News have entered a time wrong, or something you have entered into the computer wrong. Now, this program has been tested and tested and tested. So you're entering something wrong. Michael?
I have the version of KGN News where the graphs and bars stick up in there, doesn't have the...
Okay. So some may not have it, so I don't know.
You were talking about if it has the pie graph on Energy on that version, that certification?
Energy, this is the latest version. I think a version before Energy had the pie charts and not the multiplier. The latest version has the pie charts plus the multiplier. KGN has the pie chart plus the multiplier.
Are these available on one disk now?
Pardon?
Can you get KGN and Energy on the same?
You get it on one disk.
Jimmy, what do you do with the multiplier in Energy?
It's the same as you would KGN.
I don't understand.
What do you mean? You don't understand. Put your sprinter in, hit the multiplier, ask for multiplier, and it will give you a new route line for that sprinter.
I see.
If you think he's a contender, you must scratch him, because it doesn't do anything automatic in Energy. And enter him with that line.
So how do I hit the multiplier?
Hit him.
Hit him.
You must go through the Energy generator in Energy to get it. It's on the second screen. And it'll say M multiplier. Races may be saved on these disks from 1 to 8 characters. Don't use periods, dashes, use numbers or letters.
Still can't be put on the hard drive?
Hard drive.
Can you put it on the hard drive yet?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you can put it on the hard drive, you just need the key disk in your flop.
And be real careful about trying to make backup copies.
What happens if it doesn't boot from the A drive? Is it a 5 1/4 disk? Is it going to look for the A drive or will it look for the default drive?
Oh, it'll look at all your flops.
It'll look for all your what? Sorry?
If you've moved it onto your hard disk, it'll go out and find all the floppies it can find. You look on
okay.
Then the original
A first, then B, then C, then D, whatever.
Okay.
And then it must, your original disk must be in.
Well, you can move the Energy program to a hard drive.
Yes.
Oh. Jimmy, I don't understand. You said be very careful about making copies. Can you make copies, or is that
no? Not really. You may be able to if you have two drives, but I would be careful.
The only reason to ever make any kind of a copy is to move it onto a hard disk, and you must have the original disk in a floppy. All it does is allow you to boot off the hard disk and save you 10 seconds. That's the only thing that it's going to do for you. You still must have the original disk in the floppy. You cannot copy it to another floppy.
Why don't you... when the multiplier comes up, why don't you just list it as 1/10, 4/5 and things like that? I mean, why do we have to make that conversion ourselves?
That's the way Howard wanted it. And I didn't argue with it. I made the final time so you could glance at it real quick. And right now, I don't know the formula to turn it back around. And it just takes so much code to do these things.
Yeah, 40.
You know, it's real easy to see a 71-2 is a 111-1.
It's really easy to flash that on the screen also.
Pardon?
It's really easy to put that on the screen also.
It is.
It's real easy to do that, sure.
No, it is really easy.
I
As a matter of fact, if you can put 71.2 on that screen, then you can just as easily put a 111.1.
I agree.
It's just coding, that's all it is. It's maybe one additional step.
Same way you convert bits.
Listen, I write good programs and I know how much coding that it takes. It could turn back around, and if you did it that way, then you'd have to reconvert it. It would take about 20 lines to do this.
Excuse me. I write software professionally, okay? You could do that in one line.
Yes, sir.
No, you cannot.
Fight it out later, guys.
I don't get it, Jimmy. I get it. It's in that spell map program.
But when it does it, it would.
You got to turn the tenths into fifths.
And you subtract
it. Yes. But then what it does, you've got what it saves the race. It's got to go back again and redo it.
Don't you save it in fifths, though, Jimmy?
No. It's saved as you put it in to the.
And you enter it in fifths.
It's like if you put in 1101, that's the way it's saved.
Right. We're saying the same thing. You show it as 71.2, it never gets saved as 71.2.
But it's not going to be done. I'm sorry. End of the discussion.
Be the next update.
All right, any other questions?
How much are this?
Huh?
How much are you this? How much cash?
I don't know. I don't. I have nothing to do with that. Jacob, okay, you can check with her later.
How much for the new disc?
Depends on if it's just Kagan that you want.
Three and a half.
Who asked that? Do you have Kagan already?
Well, I have T1000 CEL.
You have it for that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we can apply for an updated version, just for Cajun.
What about energy?
Just energy alone is nothing, but if you want a combination, this is 30.
I had someone else have a question that they've written down concerning KGN.
Excuse me real quick. I'm going to be leaving in just a few minutes, so if anybody wants anything back today as far as orders or packages or programs, you need to do that now or you won't get that.
Let me add a question on bus one. When you're going from different tracks to Belmont Santa Anita, energy you don't pay attention to. Can you do the same thing with KGN?
Same thing. The adjustments are exact. They're the same regardless of which program you're using, you just enter them differently. If you're going to use the manual adjust, you just hit 2 on Cajun and you still have to hit the 3 and E to enter it on energy.
Now, in a race where you've got all the horses except one on the dirt, this horse, all the races.
These adjustments are based on the horses that you have put in. It would compensate for anything except it does not take into consideration if you've got a slow horse. Say a horse coming from a slow track. Say a horse coming from the dirt to a fast dirt or slow dirt. And you may need to do on energy the 3 adjust. On KGN, you can take a look at all 3, raw, 1 and 2. And if you start losing one of your horses, then you want to be real careful and see why did I lose it? Was it because of the adjustment? So to answer your question, yes, but sometimes you may need to use the alternate number 3 adjustment. And did you have another one?
Yes. When you, I met one of our teaching fellows up a bit early, and he was reading down the fractions and being able to determine if the race was going to be sustained or other than sustained. And determine which chart you looked at. He was going through reading down. I didn't understand quite what he did.
look at the KEXDC, look at your top five KEXDC horses. See where the top three are showing up, which graph. Are they on the sustained or are they on the early? Now what this is saying then is this race, if they're on the sustained, it's other than early. They could be a presser, early presser, or sustained presser. Now, if they are on the early graph, it's early. And they could be early or early pressers, and in some cases, pressers. So verify the KEXDC. See which of the graphs your top horses are showing up on. And then you have a pretty good idea of what how the race is going to set up and run.
That's the adjustment, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Adjustment.
Can we shift gears just for a second? What about Cajun has used with center pivot? I'm still using center pivot. Can you use Cajun?
You can use it with synergism, and you can use it with phase three. I would like to make one recommendation. If you're going to use it with either phase three or synergism, hit number three on your KGEN program and look at the adjustment and say that it's given a 1 point something. Shows you this adjustment. Divide that adjustment by three and enter that in synergism and phase three. Use that adjustment. And then you're using accurate adjustments, they're energy adjustments in a velocity, but they will work.
And then you wouldn't go through the regular synergism automatic adjustment.
Yes.
You'd go through the phase three
option. Go through the phase three part of synergism. Now, if you decided that the race needs to be two adjusted, put those numbers in just like they appear. Because they're adjusted in energy just like they are in velocity. The velocity numbers are adjusted. That number you see, say 115, that this horse is getting in this race, that is divided in actuality by three. And he gets a third of it on each fraction. When you do a number two adjust, it's putting it all on one fraction. So if you're going to use it in synergism or phase three, divide it by three unless the race needs to be manually adjusted. Okay?
What about the matchup?
Pardon?
What about the matchup?
The matchup? Those numbers are exactly the same.
Okay.
Yes. The numbers that you get in KGEN Energy and the matchup program are all exactly aligned based upon the horses you put in the race. Now, Spencer, if you have before we get into races, I want to go over some of these things so that you'll know where they're located. Talk a little bit about the numbers and what they are. So if somebody will get the lights, we'll run a race up here. You enter these races just like you do it on your other program. Phase one, phase three, phase two, all of them. Only difference is that phase three and synergism is that it asks for stretch call beaten lengths.
Hey, leave the lights up over here, couldn't you? I think we can still see the screen.
Yeah.
You can't see the form that we bought.
Yeah, this is here. All right, we've got a race in there. Let's go to it raw. Raw numbers. This is the running style, ESP style of the horse, based upon the matchup. Now, people, these numbers are unadjusted, but all these numbers are based on how the horse is going to perform today against the matchup that you have put in. So, in a sense, they are not raw, but they are raw unadjusted. This is the total. We found in most cases that anytime there is a 2 points between the low and the high, that it needs a number two adjustment. Now make sure that this low horse and this high horse, say, didn't come out of the same tandem. Well, sometimes people adjust horses that have come out of the same tandem that have, and it's a diversity, the widespread in the energy. Now, what you're doing is really you're putting all of this number on each fraction, just like you do in synergism or phase three. So you want to make sure, as you look at it, does this horse really need adjusting, or is he a slow horse? All right, we've got a 159, a 161. What's that? 168. That's that sprint. Now, we would know right now, if we left it in that way, that we'd have to two adjust. We know that. These numbers, this is third fraction. It's an energy number. This is late energy, percent median, factor X, hidden. All of these are energy numbers. They're not velocity numbers. This number is derived by an average of the total energy of all of the horses in the race. So it's a pretty accurate indication of what this horse is going to do in today's race, based on third fraction only. Next. All right. Now, this is KEXDC. This is kinetic potential. What this is, right here, is the average of all of this, these numbers. It's an average. Now, when you first go through, these numbers are exactly alike, because it is raw without any adjustment, without any matchup. The kinetic potential is his potential in today's race, based on furlong. Now you can look at these numbers. These are feet per second. And it's a compounding of velocity numbers squared by how the horse runs. It takes it out to late pace, which is the last one. This is the median, and this is early. You can kind of look and get the matchup. See how the horse matches up. See where this horse starts dropping. See where this horse starts dropping off. See where this horse starts coming up. Look over here and see even the raw number. Your three top horses. Let's don't adjust ourselves out of races. Now we already know that raw isn't going to be real good in this race, because we're going to need to number two adjust. KEXDC. So right now I'm looking at these three horses. This one, I don't know what's his name.
B.
Okay, and these two are the sprinters?
Right.
Okay, so let's go to the next screen. Bees and Vent, one of the sprinters is up here, one of them is down, and Bees is down. So say, well, you know, we're not sure about this race right now, because we know it needs two adjusting with those sprinters in there. but we still want to get a picture of the KEXDC rock. Say, well, it's like in that rack. And Ryan's, but Ryan's and this place horse were the lowest ones on the raw KEXDC. Okay. Next one. Now, Early will get both sprinters on top. Early is going to get it on top. But looky here, Rack, Bent, and Beans. So we're saying, hey, look, Raw are three EXDC horses is picking it to be an early race. But that's understandable with two sprinters in there. And we know that we must number two adjust. Hit C. C takes you right out on that, means continue on through. This is the kinetic median. This again is a good number. Sorry, we'll come back a little bit. Now, here again, this is half furlong. Shows where the sprinters start dropping off. You can see that this sprinter.
Is that raw?
Yes, this, we're still in the raw. We haven't adjusted yet. Now, another thing I want to say is you put these in, for you that don't have KGN and are planning to get it and start using it, use 9 beaten lengths only. You put a horse in off of a pace line that was beaten 11 lengths at the end of the race, make it 9. That horse was beaten 11 lengths, 12 lengths, 13 lengths, 8 lengths. Make all of them except the 8 lengths, 9 lengths. Okay, Spencer.
Why do you do that,
Jimmy? Howard has just decided to do that. That you put in 9 beaten lengths. Says that a lot of times that if they're beaten more than that, they let up, they quit trying, they're not pushing the horse.
So should you use another pace line instead of that one?
May not have another one, Don.
Maybe it's beating 3 lengths. And
but you know, I'd be real hesitant to put it on 48.
Down to 9. That's at any cost.
All right, now, we're going to...
Jimmy, at 9 lengths.
At any cost. We're going to do this. Right now, we're going to alternate it. We're just going to, number one, automatic adjust it. So we'll look at it all the way. We want to look at it automatic. Okay, now this shows the pace line. This shows the pace line that this horse would get as a router. We know that this 137.4 qualifies this horse in today's race. We already know that. Now, right now, you may want to go ahead and just look at it automatic adjusted before you come in and scratch it, because it's going to do it automatic. Automatically, it's going to put these numbers in. I'm just telling you, be cautious, because if you've got a horse that ran 139.4, it wouldn't be a contender in today's race. Okay? There's your rack. There's your other one. So both these horses are definite contenders in today's race. Here's your KEXDC. 23, 67, 24, 19, and a 20, 59. Did it give us our 2 sprinters?
Yeah.
2 sprinters on the bottom and bees?
Center.
Is that who that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now.
Is this raw or?
This is a one adjusted, automatic adjustment. Now see, this adjustment, we didn't get adjustment happy, and it really picked these sprinters up. I mean these routers. Because it took into consideration their new pace line. These numbers change. Now look at these numbers and verify it. This one, and this one. Same three horses. Now this isn't raw, but this is based on how the race is going to set up and run. Done some strange little things and multiplied and other things to come up with this number and change this number. This number is based upon adjustments only. Okay, Spencer. Now, look here. Those three, now you want to see which, where the where they are. Which top of the graph are they on? And this is two horses we get raw. Our top two horses, KEXDC. And now, our top two horses, adjusted KEXDC, and our top two horses on the sustained graph. And look here. Now we get this race down. We've got all three of them there. It doesn't matter on these two, but if B's is our third horse, now we got it the way we want it. The race is going to run other than what? Sustained. It's going to be probably an early, maybe an early presser race. Now these numbers, see it changed this, but it didn't change our new, it didn't change the furlong, but it did adjust those horses. This number is an important number, these numbers right here. These three horses, if they're on both graphs and they're KEXDC, just look the window. Because you've got the right horses. These numbers, they're hard to interpret unless they're all from the same race. Say they're all from six furlong, all six and a half. And you're just going to have to play with that and see. This horse peaked at 3.88 and he's used this much energy. And this horse peaked at 3.92 and only used this much. So this horse right here has used less energy in running the same distance that this horse did. So he's got more energy to run in a sustained race. Here's your half furlong. You can match those up. You can see how strong these numbers are that it's picked this horse up. And it's really, these horses haven't been held. And right now it's pointing to these three horses as a late, other than, or if it's pointing to early, find out which one. Now these are your turn time, the matchup, the KEXDC. These are just pace numbers. Let's hit the one. These are fractions. Now people, don't panic when this comes up and these numbers are on the raw side, if you get them raw or anything and they don't match the raw energy numbers or something, don't panic, because this is really based on velocity. I want you to see which one has the best at each call based on velocity. Okay. This is let's hit the number two for KEXDC. Now this is the way this is divided, how the horse runs early, how he runs as a presser, how he runs sustained. We're looking for bent and rack and reed and feed, who is four, five, and three.
Two.
4, 5, and two. Four, five, and two. Look at here. Four, five. And we've verified all the way through raw and automatic adjusted what we have. Now we're going to go through and go ahead and number two adjust.
Jimmy?
Yes.
If the race came up early, is
that mean you look at that first bar as opposed to...
Yes, if it sets up, if you're gonna run early, look at the first group. If it's gonna be run early, I'd look at the both out, the first two. I'd look at all of them, but I'd verify it with the first and second. If it's gonna run other things early, then look at the second one and the last one. Now we're going to number two adjustment. Now, do we know which horses that we want? We don't want to adjust ourselves out of a race. So we're going to two adjust. Okay, go ahead. All right, look here. One, two, and who's this one?
D.
Okay, same three horses. You know, it's pretty, you can't mess up too much that way. We got the same two horses, raw, automatic, and now manual. There should be no doubt in your mind of your two horses. We've got the same two horses, right here, kinetic potential, same three. Use these to just match them up, see where a horse starts dying. And you're gonna be, when you start doing this, you're gonna say, hey, this horse is gonna be there early, right along in these two fractions. By the second call, this horse is going to catch these. And look at what he's got to finish the race in. Okay, Spencer. All right. Now, sustained, we're getting our two sprinters. And Ryan, I think that's the same one we had sustained number one adjusted, isn't it? So we haven't lost our top two horses. We know who our top two horses are. This B's horse is our third horse.
They just
repeat. Now, how is this race going to set up and run? Other than sustained, it could be early presser. Now, Energy called it sustained because it does it a little bit different. And it would probably call it, it would be more sustained if we put those new pace lines in like they should be put in.
Put it back here.
Now. Look here. What happened? It took rack down to the bottom. It kept Ryan's and Bent and B's. Now this may be telling you something. That rank, maybe this horse can't stretch out. Or did we lose him because of the two adjustments? Okay.
What does that number stand for? 25 and 27. What is it? It's a kinetic median?
Kinetic median, according to how the race is going to run. You saw the kinetic median, the 3 furlongs or 4 furlongs. That's added together, divided by the number of furlongs, and then how the race is going to set up and run added to it. This is a half furlong. Okay. Now hit number two. We're looking for 4 and 2 and 5. 4, 5, 4, 5, 4, 5, 2. Now, we lost this rack. I don't know how we lost him, but we did. But we're picking him back up and saying, hey, something was wrong with that graph. somebody was built up a little bit too much because we didn't lose him here. And it may be a good, and he didn't do anything, so you may have been able to toss him out. Now I want to go back to the very, go back to the adjustment. Take it to there and let it die. Someone write
here.
Now, right. Once you run it through, your multiplier won't show up again. The reason for this is that a lot of times it turns it right back and adjusts it. Sometimes it will hit the, just hit the automatic. Now let's take this, write this down, someone. 45, 1, 111, 137, 4. Let's get the other one. We've got two sprinters. 45, I just put that in as 1. 170, 111, 137. Okay, now let's hit, press C. Just hit enter. This is the default. Just hit enter. Just hit enter. Hit enter. Now, any scratches? Yes. Not going to scratch this one. Just hit enter. Not going to scratch this one. No. Ryan's no. Yes. Yes. Okay. Now add another horse. Yes. Okay, we're going to add vent. Distance?
8.
Time?
45 and 1.
111. 137 and 4. Now the beak lengths, anyone know those?
4. 3.5.
3.5.
3.25. And 35.
Okay. Another one. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and put in the other sprinter, Rack.
I don't know the beat blanks.
Beat blanks.
On the front.
There you go. 5.75.
Excuse me?
5.75. 4.5.
What's the second?
4.5. 2.5. 0.
Now they're in as routers. You're looking at it wrong. You can make your whether to make the adjustment now. We've got 159, we don't have quite a 2-point diversion.
We're at
158.
158,
64, 61. We got a
161. Difference between
2.36. 2.36. Okay. So we're probably too adjusted. But still, yeah, let's look at it automatic. ADXDC, remember? Wrong? We don't get bent. Because its pace line wasn't as good as the others. Okay. Rack, Ryan, the place art. Vents on the bottom. Sustained raw. Rack and vent. Bees. early. If the race runs early, we know we've got it. Lose it here. But now remember, these are raw numbers. Did we adjust it one?
No. Well, I noticed that the kinetic potential and KXCC numbers were not the same.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to two adjust.
Since we haven't got through the adjustment, though, if they come up different, they should be the same, shouldn't they? KXCC and KM. What were they different?
They were different, that's what I'm saying, so that we probably...
I think we want to adjust it to get it to come up.
Right.
All right, hit two. Now we get an event.
Yes, bees.
Bees. The top one, I guess. Okay. Rack, Ryan, compliance, vent, beam. Vent, rack, Ryan. Now this is the one that we're going to look at because that's where our top three KEXD horses are. So this race is going to run other than sustained, maybe pressure, based on a tooth adjustment. Says sustained, you'll probably go with sustained. But it's not going to matter, except you're going to lose the five horse. But you may not anyway, because we did it and it ended up on the rankings and other things. They do things a little differently. But know who your horses are, and when you go into energy, don't use them. Don't lose them. Say, well, what am I going to bet? I go into energy, energy says sustain and gives me two other horses. I don't know. You know, you may have to pass the race, or if you're getting two and one other one different, you don't have a separate bank. And maybe bet that horse as a as a third horse. Okay, any questions at all?
Can we get back to the kinetic potential swing by half furlong? I have a question regarding some of the numbers in the year.
Matter how it's adjusted or anything?
No, no, no.
Just get to it. Okay.
Look at the last column. We have 13.14, 11.96, so on and so forth. Is it safe to assume that any of those numbers were deviant, meaning that, let's say the second line was a 2.2, and the third line would have been a 1.75. Would it be fair to assume that those horses just don't have enough energy to finish?
And so, lots of times, yes.
But I just noticed that over the past 20 or 30 races that some horses came out with true contenders. But then when you get to the last column of the screen, they have some extremely large deviant numbers, which is like less than 5, I would say, where everyone else is in the 14.
What you would want to do is look and see if it has that much advantage early.
Not that much advantage early.
Okay, then you could probably maybe get rid of the horse. I don't know.
Okay.